Hi everyone, it's Steve here with a preview for the women's match at Wimbledon today between Kontaveit and Vondrousova. The play is a 1.5 unit selection on Vondrousova at the money line, and that is currently paying $3.40 at Bet365. I made a similar play on Vondrousova last week at Eastbourne when she was facing on Jabeur at a similar price as well. And I thought, although she didn't win that match, that she was quite competitive to the point of, you know, she was a point or two away from taking that second set and evening things up. But what I saw from her across the entirety of that match was far and away more impressive than what we've probably come to expect or anticipate from Vondrousova on grass. I do feel like she is a victim of her, I guess, poor form on the grass circuit, or, you know, through those couple of weeks in 2019. And as I mentioned in the Jabeur Vondrousova preview last week, that, you know, the reason that she did play so poorly at Wimbledon in 2019 was because she did injure herself in the warm-up there and ended up needing surgery. So I think, you know, that there's probably a little bit of underrating, I think, for Vondrousova on grass. And I think looking at how the conditions played on the first day as well, I don't think this is the worst environment for her to be playing in. I think when we look at it, you know, Kontaveit did come off reaching the final in Eastbourne last week, which is obviously great form. But when you go through the matches she played to get to there, you know, Georgie retired in the semi-final. Golubic actually served for the match, I think, at 6-2, 5-4 in that match. Andreescu was underdone, and Kuznetsova has backed up her loss last week in Eastbourne with another loss to Kirkov in the first round here at Wimbledon. So, look, I think when the ball stays low, I actually don't think it suits Kontaveit as much as the odds probably suggest here. So I'm actually more inclined to side with Vondrousova here at the bigger price. I think she's got that lefty serve to be able to kind of take Kontaveit, particularly out wide in the outer court. You know, if she can keep it low, it's not a high bouncing environment, the conditions that we're seeing at Wimbledon at the moment. So I don't think this is the worst play for Vondrousova. I actually have her closer to that 260, 270 mark in this particular matchup. So I think there's probably that combination here, and it's a little bit of a perfect storm of, you know, Vondrousova being underrated here, because, you know, when you look, she has lost to Jabeur, who did win a title the week before, and her other loss came to Samsonova, who went on and won the title as well. So, you know, she's had some pretty stern competition at the other side of the court. So combine that with her poor 2019 grass form, and I think it comes out a little bit worse than what she's actually able to produce. And you flip that to, you know, Kontaveit coming up a final, and maybe a little bit of recency bias and a few kind of, you know, thinking that, you know, that recent winning form is good form, but I'm not actually as sold on those four wins from Kontaveit, you know, backed up with that loss to Ostapenko in the final. So, as I said, around that 260 to 270 mark is where I'd have Vondrousova. So, if you had to get $3.40 here, I have that worth a 1.5 unit selection for day two of Wimbledon. I'll actually be back shortly with another preview for another match taking place here at Wimbledon. So do stay tuned for that. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening in to the Daily Aces podcast.